Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Oncology Grand Rounds. Today, we're going to focus on bladder cancer, and particularly new agents and treatment strategies in bladder cancer. And there are a lot of them, a lot going on in this field, a lot for us to talk about today. Just want to bring in the faculty now, and we're going to introduce them in a second, but just kind of to get started, just to start with you, Peter O'Donnell, I'm just kind of curious, you know, in the past, there wasn't a whole lot to talk about when it came to bladder cancer. Now you have, you know, 5 checkpoint inhibitors approved and novel agents, et cetera. What's it been like for you, Peter, to sort of see the rapid evolution in this field?
Well, this was a disease that it just felt like one that was ignored for so many years. You know, not only by pharmaceutical companies, but as far as investigators not wanting to do clinical trials, they thought it was a tough population to complete clinical trials. And I think we've put that myth to bed, you know, with the amazing advancements in the last 5 years. It's really been an exciting time.
So also want to ask Susan, you've been involved in the GU field for a while. And of course, we're going to talk about prostate cancer also, a lot going on there. But just kind of curious, Susan, what your thoughts have been. Have you seen this amazing revolution in the management of bladder cancer?
Well, it's funny because when I talk to people about these new agents and I refer back to when I first started and all we had was platinum, and then I say, okay, so jump now, like that's when I was a baby nurse, and now all of a sudden there's just way too many choices. So it's exciting to be able to have options, and sometimes it makes it just as hard when they don't work. You know, you're like, darn, this is not, you know, we were supposed to be able to hold on to this for a little longer, but it is really exciting.
Well, let's sort of jump into the meat of where we're heading here tonight in terms of new strategies in bladder cancer. So we're going to start out kind of providing a bit of an overview of the disease. Then we're going to talk about the use of checkpoint inhibitors in the disease. Along the way, we're going to present 5 cases tonight. And then we're going to get into novel therapies that are coming into the management of bladder cancer, targeted therapy. We're going to talk about erdafitinib, a new TKI. Antibody drug conjugates. We, in our lymphoma program and our breast cancer program, we've already talked about a number of antibody drug conjugates. We're going to talk about one here that has been approved and is being used. And finally, we'll hear a case of a patient in New York, again, who unfortunately developed COVID. We'll hear about how that sort of played out.